This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
I'm Alex Chadwick. Doctors in Boston say Massachusetts Senator Edward M. Kennedy, Ted Kennedy, has a malignant brain tumor. It's the apparent cause of the seizure that he suffered on Saturday. With us from Boston, NPR health correspondent Richard Knox. Richard, what kind of brain tumor is this?
It's called a glioma, and it was found in the left parietal lobe of Senator Kennedy's brain. That's at the top of the head towards the back. It's one of the most common, it is probably the most common brain tumor of adults. There are about 9,000 a year, which doesn't make it a very common cancer. And we're told that it was found by biopsy, which is means that they drilled a hole in the head to take a sample of the tissue.
Which means it's pretty conclusive diagnosis. How is this tumor treated normally?
It's treated with radiation and chemotherapy. The radiation is directed towards the side of the tumor to try to shrink it, and then the chemotherapy is given over a period of months, presumably, to try to get as many of the cells as they can. The doctors say that the particular course of treatment that Senator Kennedy will have is yet to be determined. They need to do more tests, and that's why he's staying in the hospital.
So he is in the hospital. How is he doing there? Do we know?
Well, we're told by various accounts that he's got energy and high spirits and is comfortable and has been talking and joking and watching movies and fielding phone calls from people and well-wishers. So, I don't think he is suffering any discomfort from what they say. Also importantly, they say that he has not suffered any further seizures since the one on Saturday morning that brought him to the hospital in the first place.
Is there any more information on what did happen on Saturday?
Yes. His father-in-law provided a little bit more information recently. He said that he'd been playing with his dogs a sunny morning on Cape Cod and batting a ball around with his retrievers and felt odd, and he felt that he might fall, so he sat down. He'd been feeling apparently perfectly normal and healthy and energetic before that. And people thought it was a stroke because the symptoms of a seizure sometimes can mimic those of a stroke. And so it rushed him to the Cape Cod Hospital, and then they put him on a helicopter pretty fast and got him up to Boston, where he normally gets his care at the Mass General.
So, Richard, tell me, what is the, if there is a general prognosis for a patient with glioma?
I think we have to be very careful at this point because, first of all, we don't know too much about what kind of glioma that he's suffering from, and there are a number of different types, and they carry different prognoses. The most aggressive kind, people can die within a year, but there's every reason to think that this may have been discovered early since he hadn't been suffering symptoms before, and he might have a good number of years left with good therapy. I'm sure he'll get good therapy.
And lots of people live beyond their projected prognosis time. So NPR's Richard Knox reporting from Boston. Richard, thank you.
You're welcome.